Macmillan Audio presents A Good Month for Murder by Del Quentin Wilbur. Read for you by Johnny Heller. To the men and women who toil in the heart of darkness, so the rest of us don't have to. Police work is fueled by blood, sweat, caffeine, and mother's tears. Edward T. Norris, former Baltimore Police Commissioner. Prologue. 4:40 a.m., Monday, January 21st, 2013. Stooping over the dead man, Detective Ben Brown notes a large bulge under the left eyebrow, most likely caused by a bullet that entered the back of the victim's skull. The man is lying face up, his half-open eyes staring vacantly into the freezing pre-dawn darkness. Brown inspects the victim's attire: thick black jacket, gray sweatshirt, gray pants, and spotless Timberland boots, one of which still has its leather tag. At least he died in new shoes, thinks Brown. Standing straight again, he sniffles and jams his hands deeper into the pockets of his black overcoat. The investigator's eyes trace two long rivulets of blood that run from under the man's head down the sloping road that wends through the large apartment complex.